We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Tefila Sarvis, Halacha Dalid. In middle of paragraph Yud Zayin, in our Likutei Halachos, is it's page 481, left-hand column, about the middle of the column, where the paragraph begins with the words V'alkein Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav Nosson Zal, in this part, is comparing different tzaddikim and the different levels of bitul that they can achieve, and therefore how we deal with that. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein Moshe Rabbeinu Shemosar Nafshoi V'zocho LeBitul Kozeh Alkein Be'emes Himtik Kol Hadinim Sheboilam Afilu Be'eis Toikef Hizgabru Sadin Moed Rachmono Litzlan. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was zeicha to be Moiser Nefesh and zeicha to the highest levels of Bitul, therefore he was able to knock out all the dinim in the world completely, even when there was major Hizgabrus Hadin, even when Hashem was very angry, Kavyochel. Avol Noyach Loiri, and therefore he could not nullify and eliminate the Midas Hadin completely. Valkein Hoya Mabul Boilam, and therefore there was a flood that hit the world. Alkein Huchrach Likones Batevo Lis Chabesho Mipnei Toikev Hadin Vamashchisim, and therefore Noyach HaTzadik had to enter into the ark to hide there because of the severe Midas Hadin and because of the Malachim that were Mashchisim, the destructive angels. Kimavura b'Zohar HaKadosh, as the Zohar HaKadosh explains. V'hoinyin, and now Rav Nosson Zal elaborates. Ki machmas shenoyach loy zoche levat latzmoy koroi at shivat ladin mikol hoilam, because of the fact that Noyach HaTzadik couldn't achieve the full bitul to the point where he should eliminate the Midas Hadin from the world, alkein huchrach likonis batevo therefore he had to enter into the ark, the teva, so that inside the teva he should achieve this bitul. Ki tevas noyach do yoyim kipurim kemo sheise betikunim, because the tikunei zoyar in tikun vov davchof beis tells us that the teva of noyach represents, symbolizes yom kippur, and that's why the Zohar HaKadosh brings that the pasuk says vatonach hateva b'chodesh hashvi, that the teva came to rest in the seventh month, which is Tishrei. The Zohar HaKadosh brings different connections there. V'yom HaKippurim hu bitul, and as we learned previously, Yom Kippur is the day that's of bitul. She'oz sois memenei mechezo de'almi, that's when we close our eyes completely to the physical world. We become like angels. We detach ourselves from the physical, from eating, drinking, relations with women, all the different things. Sheze b'chinas ha-tainas v'ha-chamisha inuyim shalim kippur anal. Kanal. Hainu ki noyach loy zochul b'chinas bitul kim al yidei k'nisosoy la-teva v'nistar v'nischabe shom v'sosav enim e'olam. Noyach only achieved his bitul by going inside the ark and hiding over there and closing his eyes to the world around him that way. Ki ze bechinas ha-hastoro she-tzrichin la-hastir o l'schabi atzmoy b'shastoy kvadin chas v'sholem. This is the concept where a person is required to hide sometimes, to hide himself because of the severe Midas Hadin that's prevalent. Sheze b'chinas ha-teva kemavura b'Zohar HaKadosh. That's the concept of the ark, as the Zohar HaKadosh explains that it was a hiding place for Noach and his family while the Malachim HaMashchisim were doing their thing while the flood was going on. Hainu ki b'sho shahadin goyver tzrichin lebitul kanal. Because as we explained earlier, when the Midas Hadin is very strong, then a person has to have bitul. V'habitul hu listoy mein of mecheza de'alma. And bitul requires the person closing his eyes to the physical world around him. V'alkein tzrichin lehischabei ulahastir atzmoi b'toich habayis. And therefore, at times, a person has to hide himself in his house. Ulevilivli lotzei schutza, not to go out. Kidei shalei shoytei teinov biras oylam hazeh, so that his eyes shouldn't view the world, the physical world around him. Rak yeshev nistor v'nech b'besor beisoy, rather, to remain hidden away in his house. Sheshom hamokoim mesugol yoyse levat latzma l'shem yisborach. There, it's more natural for the person to be mevatel himself to Hashem Kidei lahamtika din al yidei zeh, and thereby sweeten the din but through his beetle, rather than out in the street, in the shuk, in the marketplace, or on the streets. V'zeh bechinas, this is what the pasuk says, Leich ami boi b'chadorecho uzgur dloscho ba'adecho. Go, my nation, enter into your room and close the door behind you. Chavi kimat rega, wait a moment, ad yavor zam, until the anger of Hashem will pass. So we see there is this concept at times of a person going indoors and hiding on ad yavor zam. Those that are privileged to be living in Eretz Yisrael and were living here during the Gulf War, remember this concept of a cheder atum, that when the alarm went off and a missile was headed Eretz Yisrael, everybody had to run into their cheder, into their hidden closed room, and be mevatel themselves to Hashem, and hope thereby that the missiles would not kill people, as we saw the unbelievable miracles that took place at that time. 39 missiles were shot at Eretz Yisrael by Saddam Hussein, Yimach Shemoy v'Zichroi. And despite that, so few Yidden were harmed in the process, Baruch Hashem. Rak Sheshem Yisborach, Berachmov, Tzivohu, Likonis, Batevo, Lahastar Atzmai Shem, V'listam Elev Ne'olam. But rather, Hashem instructed Noach to go into the Teva, to hide himself over there, and to close his eyes from the world. Ki mechitzois ha-teva sois min b'fnei ho-einayim shol yispazir horus l'chutz. Because the walls of the ark serve as a shield in front of his eyes, Noach's eyes and his family, so that their vision should not be dispersed by being outside and looking every which way. Kedei sheyuchal l'estakel al ha-tachlis, but rather to be able to be focused and looking at the tachlis, looking at olam habo, looking at that place that's kulay toiv, v'li kolel bein soif, and therefore plug into the infinite light of Hashem, kemavur batoyranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 65 in Likutei Moran, which this entire halacha is based on. Shebishvil zeh tzrichin listoim einov kesheroitzim l'estakel al ha-tachlis, Kedei shlo yispazer horus minatzad v'chulu ein shom. Rabbi Nizal explains over there that this is the reason why a person needs to close his eyes when he wants to look at the tachlis, when he wants to look beyond this physical world, look into the future, look into the world of the future, olam haba, the spiritual world. Just like when a person wants to physically see more distant than he naturally does, the person squints. They narrow the opening of the eye, and that enables the eye to be more focused and to see further, to reach out further. So too, when a person closes their eyes completely, physically, they clench the eyes tightly shut, that's what enables the Einei HaSechel, the brain of the person, the mind of the person, the mental vision, the spiritual vision, to be able to look into the next world, into Olam Haba, where it's all good. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to say something extremely important. V'ze b'chinas malas ha-hisboidedus she-tzorech ha-odom she-hisboided b'soich b'esoi v'yikashir atzmei la-shem yisborach b'tfilois v'tachnunim kedei she-yistoim einov me-hechezo dayalmo v'lo yispazer ru'us einov b'chutz. Rav Nosson Zal says this is the concept of hisboidedus, where a Jew has his hisboidedus at times in his house, in his room, and thereby he attaches himself to Hashem with tefillos and tachnunim. Again, why is he doing it indoors in his room in a sense? That's his ark, that's his tevel. Kedei sheyistoim einov mechezo de'alma. Because in his hisboidedus, a person usually closes his eyes. He closes his eyes from the physical world around him so that his vision shouldn't be dispersed in the outside world, and be focused on the tachlis. Ubishvil ze biatzmoi mesugolin mechitzois habayis lahastir atzmoi bohen mipnei hamashchis beistoik vadin rachmon alitzlan kemuva bezoyer kodesh. And this is why the walls of a person's house are a good place for a person to hide himself when there's a severe midas hadin outside, when the malachim are going around chas v'shalom killing people, as is brought in the Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh brings a few stories like this, where Rabbi Shimon and his students were in a place where there was a plague or something like that, and Rabbi Shimon warned his students to stay indoors. Don't go outside, because the Midas Hadin is so prevalent. This is how you have to react to it. כי מחיצויס הבייס הם מחיצויס בפני העיניים כדי להסתכל על התכלס ששם כולי טוב. Because the walls of the person's house are like barriers blocking the person's eyes from seeing, looking at the gashmiistic world around him, but rather for the person to be focused at looking at the tachlis, looking up heavenward to that place which is all good. Sheshom kol adinim vayisurim betelim emetzius. That place where the midas hadin and suffering are null and void. They don't exist there. Alkein, therefore, כשאין צדיק הדויר השולם כל כך שיוכל על ידי ביטוי אל התכלס לבט לדין לגמרי מכל עולם, when there isn't a צדיק הדויר who is great enough and who is perfect enough through his ביטול to the תכלס to be able to eliminate the מידס הדין from the entire world completely, אזי הצדיקים והקשרים צריכים להסתר עצמם מסוח מחיצה בסם. Then the righteous people and good people have to hide themselves inside the walls of their homes. בבחינס, as the Pasuk says, לך עמי בוי בחדורך, go my people, go into your rooms. כדי להסתר עצמם מפני הדין, to hide from the din. כי מחיצויס הבייס הם בבחינס ביטול על התכלס. Because the walls of a person's house help the person be זוכה to achieve this ביטול על התכלס. מחמס שם סויסמם בפני עיניים של יסתק על החוץ. They block the person's vision from not being able to see outside. על כן שום אין עדין יוכל לשלוט. Therefore, that it enables the person to do a bitul, and when the person's in a state of bitul in his home, then the midas hadin can't be shoylet there, can't be active there. Ki ikar bitul hadinim hu al-yedei b'chinas ha-tachlis anal, because as we learned earlier, the main way to nullify and eliminate the midas hadin is by being plugged into the tachlis. Shezeu b'chinas stimas v'einayim v'shas tekva yisur mechman al-tzom, k'mavur ha-batar anal. This is the concept of why a person clenches his eyes tightly when he's going through suffering, as Rabbein Zal explains in that chapter on Likutei Moran. וזה בחינס הטבו כנעל. This is the concept of the ark of Noach. כי הצדיק השולם כמו מושה רבנו יוכל לבטל עצמי לתכלס תומד אפילו בלי כניסוסי לטבו. A צדיק who is 100%, like on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, he has the ability to nullify himself to the tachlis all the time, even without going into an ark. V'alkein, tzadik hozeh be'emes yochel levat ladin legamrei mikol oilam. And therefore, such a tzadik like Moshe Rabbeinu has the ability to eliminate the din from the entire world, as we saw him do by the Egel HaZohov and other times when Hashem got angry, and Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be mamtik the din completely. אבל שאר צדיקים אין יכולים לנווט לעצמון כי הם כשסויסמם עצמון ונסגורם בחדורים. Whereas other צדיקים who are on a lower level than Moshe Rabbeinu, they can only achieve this ביטול by closing themselves away in their room, hiding themselves in their room in a sense. בבחינס לך עמי בוי בחדורךו. וזה בחינס כניסס נויח בטבע כנער. This is the symbolism, this is the concept of נויח going into the טבע. שמחמה שלו יזוכה לתכלס הביטול בשלמוס. Because נויח הצדיק was not זוכה to achieve the highest level of ביטול, על כן לא יהיה יוכל להמתיק הדין מכל העולם. That's why he could not eliminate the din from the entire world. וגם הוא עצמו יובסוי לא ניצוילו כי אם על ידי שנוסן להשם הסבורך עצו שיקונס בטבע. And even he and his family were only saved by the advice that Hashem gave him, which was for him to build the ark and go inside the ark. ושום דייקו יזכה לבחינס ביטול. And there he would be able to achieve ביטול. כי הוא לא יהיה יוכל להביא לבחינס ביטול כי אם על ידי כניסוסי לטבע כנל. נויח could not achieve the ביטול unless he went inside the teva. Vayidei bitul ze zochal kol ponim levat ladin me'atzmo yubesoi, and by doing the bitul inside the teva, he was zoche at least to rescue himself and his family from the midas hadin, ulekayim hoilam al yidei ze kanal, and to see to it that the world should exist, that the world should remain in existence through his bitul. Nimtza, שטבעס נויח זה בחינס ביטול, בחינס יום הכיפורים כנל. So therefore the טבע of נויח represents ביטול, it represents יום כיפור, which is the day of ביטול. V'zeh b'chinas, now Rav Nosson Zal addresses one of the details about the Teva of Noach. It says in the Torah, Tzoyhar ta'aseh la'teva. You should make a light for the ark, ve'el amo techaleno milmolo. And this skylight, like of the Teva, which was an amo, people would look upwards from there. They should yearn heavenward from there. Hainu sheyaset tzoyhar v'chaloin lemalo. Hashem was instructing Noach HaTzadik to make a light and a window above, on top of the Teva, kedei shekol histaklusoi v'abotoso yerak lemalo, so that he won't be looking outside, he'll be looking in one direction only, upward. This is the concept of looking up to Olam Haba, to the Tachlis, Shulamalo Lamalo, which is way, way above. That's the example by Tevas Noach. Now Rav Nosson Zal gives us another example. When the Jews did battle against Amalek, the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu went up on a mountain, and Aharon and Hur supported his hands. He kept his hands outstretched in tefillah. And the pasuk says there, "V'hoyo kasher yorim Moshe yodoi v'govar Yisrael." So long as Moshe Rabbeinu held his hands upward, the Jews would be winning. And Chas v'Shalom, when he let his hands down, then the other side was able to win. So the Gemara asks about this: "V'chi yodov shel Moshe?" Was it the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu that made the whole battle? That's what made the battle go this way or that way. And the Gemara explains, no. Ela bizman she Yisrael mistaklin klape mala. The symbolism is that as long as the Jews were looking upward, they turned upward to Hashem. They didn't have faith in their own physical strength, but rather their trust was in Hashem, and they looked to Hashem for help. Heim noitzchim. Then they were victorious. A third example Rav Nosson Zal gives, v'chein linyan hanochosh. And so too the other example that the Gemara gives over there, regarding when the snakes were biting the Jews in the desert, and Moshe Rabbeinu put up a snake, a nachash hanochoshes. And it says when the Jews would look at that, they would be healed. So the Gemara asks again, is it this copper snake that healed him? Chas v'sholem. But rather the Gemara says, Bizman she Yisrael mistaklin klape malo. When the Jews were looking upward, hey misrapin, they were healed. Ki ikar bitul hadinim v'yisurim v'nitzchon ha'mulchom alagod k'neged ha'misnagdim alagdusha, while yidei histaklus klape malo, shehu b'chinas bitul ha'tachlis kanal. Because the main ability to eliminate midas hadin and suffering, and to win in the battle against all those who are opposing the kedusha, whether it be Amalek, whether it be the snakes, whether it be physical suffering that a person is going through, is only by looking upwards, looking at the tachlis, looking up to the keser, to that place where it's kulay toiv, which is the concept of bitul ala tachlis. Val yedei tevas noyach shubchinas bitul, and through the teva of noyach, which was also an example of bitul, shaydeze nistar mepnei adin, by going in there he hid himself from the midas adin, v'niskayim ho'ilam, and the world had a kiyum, the world was sustained, v'loy nechrav legamri, it wasn't wiped out completely, aydeze zocho noyach acharkach kishechozar me'abitul. By doing that, that's what made it possible for Noach afterwards, when he returned from the bitul, bebechinas rotzoi v'shoiv, as we explained, when a person does this bitul, they have to be able to go up and come back down. Lahamshich toiro mehoroshimu kanal. This is what made it possible for Noach to draw down toiro from the reshimu of the bitul, from the imprint of the bitul. And this is why we find in the Torah that Noach was zoche to realize through Ruach HaKodesh and through his understanding to offer sacrifices to Hashem when he came out of the ark from all the kosher animals. Ki ze zocho lekabel ulahasig bebechinas hasogas hatoyro mehoroshimu shenishrolo mehabitul be'eis yitzios mehateva shibichinas yom ha'kipur mehbechinas bitul kanal. This Noach was zoichetu to achieve this understanding of Torah, which came from the Rishima that was left from the Beitel, coming out of the Teva, which is B'chinas Yom Kippur, B'chinas Beitel. Because if you recall, we mentioned a few pages back that Korbonos are a concept of Torah. Rav Nosson Zal had quoted the pasuk, Zois ha-Torah, lachatos v'la'oshom v'la'miluim v'la'ilashlomim. This is the Torah of all of these Korbonos. So Noach's bringing the Korbonos represented a hamshochas ha-Torah at that time. And this is why the Torah says there specifically, Vayizkor Elokim es Noach. Hashem remembered Noach. Vayizkor daika b'chinas zikoron shebchinas roshimu. That word is used very pointedly, as we mentioned earlier, that Rosh Hashanah is called Yoim HaZikoron. The term zikoron represents that concept of when the person is coming back from the Beitel. And even though he loses most of it, but he remembers something. He has some remembrance. Shubchinas Rishimu, Sheze Bchinas Roish Hashanah, She'ikar Hahamtoko Al Yedei HaShofar, Shubchinas Zikoron. This is tied into Rosh Hashanah, when the main Hamtoka Sadin on Rosh Hashanah is brought about through the Shofar, which is referred to as Zikoron. As the Pasuk says in the Chumash, Zichroin Trua Yelochem, that the holiday of Rosh Hashanah should be a remembrance of the Trua. V'alkein Maskirin Posuk Zeh B'Rosh Hashanah B'Tchilas Psukei Zichroinos, and this is why we mention this Posuk Vayizkor Lekimes Noach over there on Rosh Hashanah in the Shmonesri of Musaf, in the beginning of the section that deals with Zichroinos. Ki Kol Zeh Hu Kol Inyan Rosh Hashanah Kanal. Because this is what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Hamtoka Sadinim, through Bitul El Atachlis, through Hamshocha Satoira coming back, which is the concept of the Durmita that falls on them during Rosh Hashanah, on the people and on the Shena. And the waking up from the Shena, the blowing of the Shofar, represents the Hamshocha Satoira, just like the Shofar was sounded on Har Sinai when they received the Torah. Paragraph Yudches. V'ze b'chinas Hashem lamabul Yoshov hanemar b'soif hashiva koilois she'omar David alamayim shehein b'chinas ha'koilois shel matan Torah shenitna b'koilois kemavura b'sforim shemizmor ze medaber mimatan Torah. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on everything we discussed till now, we could understand the pasuk Hashem lamabul Yoshov v'yeshev Hashem melech li'olam, which appears at the end of Mizmor LeDavid, Hovul Hashem Bnei Elim, Hovul Hashem Kovod Vois, Hovul Hashem Kovod Shemoi, the chapter of Tehillim that we recite in the davening Friday night before the Chodoidi, that special chapter of Tehillim that has the word Koil 7 times. Koil Hashem Alamoyim, Koil Hashem Hiram Amayim Rabim, Koil Hashem Bakoya, Koil Hashem Bahodor, whereby that chapter of Tehillim, those 7 koilois, represent the sounds of Matan Torah, which was given Bekoilois, as the Pasuk says in Chumash, and as is brought in Sforim, that this chapter of Tehillim speaks about Matan Torah. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki hamabul mayim shebo lo'ilamoz, ze nimshach mebechinas ribuy oyer shegoyrim shviras kelim. When the flood hit the world, that represented, that symbolized the concept of ribuy oyer, that there was too few vessels to contain the light. So the light was too bright, and it shattered everything. It destroyed everything. Shemishom kol hadinim vatzoros chasishon. That's where all midas hadin and tzoros usually comes from. It usually comes from a concept where Hashem's light is shining. There aren't enough vessels to receive it or to contain it. Or the vessels aren't strong enough, so the light shatters the kelim, and that results in suffering, all kinds of problems. Hainu ki oz hoya toikef hadin ma'oid mipnei roya malaleim. During the time of Noach, when the flood hit, then there was an incredible, severe midas hadin because of their wicked deeds. And therefore, what was necessary at the time was that there should be a bitul b'shleimus to be able to nullify the din. ואז היו ממשיכים הסוגס התוירה, שבחינס מים מהורשים ושנשנו הביטל הנהל. And if they would have been the proper beetle, then they would have been zoich to draw down toira, which is represented by water, from the reshimu that comes from the beetle. אבל מחמה שלוי זכו לזה, but because the people did not do a beetle, ולא נסוירו בתשובה, and the people did not do a complete תשובה, שבחינס ביטול כנל, which is ביטול, as we learned earlier, many pages ago, we learned that תשובה is ביטול, and ביטול is תשובה, על כי נעשה מבחינס המים, על שבחינס הסוגס התוירה, נעשה מבחינס מי המבול. Therefore, instead of them receiving מימי התוירה from the ביטול, what they got was flooded. They got flooded, they got drowned with waters of the Mabul. Instead of getting Hasoga Satoira, Machme Shiloi Hoyer Lehem Kelim Lekabel Hoyer, because they had not prepared vessels to receive the light of Hashem, Machmas Kilkol Maasem, because of their misdeeds. Alkein Hoyo Etzlam Bebechinas Ribui Hoyer, therefore Hashem's light was too much for them at the time, Shemisham Kol Hadinim, which we know is what results in Midas Hadin, Shezeh May Me Amabul, that's the waters of the flood. V'alkein Omur Azal Be'emes Al Posuk Vayhi HaGeshem Al Horetz. Therefore, the Gemara says, on the Posuk that introduces the topic of the flood, it says that the rain hit the world. She'im Hoyu Mesoirim L'tshuva Hoyu Gishmei Brocho Nedova. The Gemara says, even at that moment, at the 29th hour, if they would have done tshuva, the rain would have been gishmei brocha. It would have been positive, or helpful, constructive. Hainu kanal, as we mentioned earlier, she'im hoyu zeichem oz l'tshuva, b'chinas bitul kanal. If they would have done tshuva at the time, which is bitul, hoyu yicholin l'kabel hasogas meimei ha-toira, then the waters would have come to them in the form of understanding of Torah, she'im b'chinas gishmei brocha nedova, which is symbolized by rains of blessing and goodwill. Bechinas geshem nedovois tonif elikim hanemar b'matan Torah. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says these exact words. Rains of goodwill Hashem released. And that pasuk is talking about matan Torah, when Hashem rained down on us his light. Aval machme shelo zocho l'tshuva. However, unfortunately, since the world did not do tshuva at that time, nase etzlam mabul, the waters came down in the form of a flood, mibchinas meimei haTorah, from the waters of Torah, mibchinas gishmei brocha kanal. V'ze shepirush Rashi al posuk kivom yodin amim. This is why Rashi Kodesh, in interpreting this posuk, that with them Hashem judges nations le'inyan kshomim, that's related to rains. Moshe l'nachtoim, Rashi Kodesh says over there, this could be compared to a baker. And the Medrash goes on to explain there, the Medrash of the Gemara, this concept that the waters could either be waters of blessing or the opposite. Shekol ha'onshim al yedei ha'mayim. All punishment and suffering comes through water. V'chol ha'brochos v'ha'hashpois al yedei ha'mayim. And blessings and shefa comes through water. B'chinas yitein oichel le'machbir, as the pasuk says. Hainu kanal, ki hakshomim v'hamayim nimshochim mibchinas meimei hadas, v'hasogos v'alyoinoi shenim shalomayim, because rains and waters come from meimei hadas, and hasogos v'alyoinoi is high level understanding of Hashem, which shenim shalomayim, which is compared to water, kamo shekosuv ki molo ha'oretz deyes Hashem kamayim, that in the future the world will be full of understanding of Hashem, like water covers the ocean floor. So we see that Mayim is the union of Das. I remember my father-in-law, Zichron Avrocha, Rav Rosenfeld, once said that the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that the word Mayim, the Yud, we know that the letter Yud, Al-Pi Kabbalah, represents Chochmah. The Yud of Yud Kevavke is Chochma. And the Rashi Kodesh says on the Pasuk, Oz Yoshir Moshev Ne Yisrael, Yud Al Shem Hamachshovo Nemro. Yud represents Chochma. Mem is Bina. So the word Mayim has the Chochma in the center, surrounded by Mem, surrounded by Bina, just as the Sphirois are like concentric circles with the highest one in the middle. So Mayim is Chochma Bina, which is Das. Das is the combination of Chochmah and Bina. Ve'al kein yesh bohem shtei bechinois. And therefore, these waters have two options. Letoiv ulehepich. It can be letoiv, the das, the water, can come in a blessing, in a form of blessing, or in a destructive form, kifi hamekablim, all dependent on the recipient. We know that water shapes itself according to the kli that you put it in. A person who is privileged by doing good deeds to prepare good vessels, he is zoicha when Hashem sends down these gishmei bracha, when Hashem sends down this shefa of mayim, it comes to him in the form of meimei adas, seichel dekedusha. Ulehefech, and chas v'shalom, if a person doesn't prepare the right kelim, then lehefech, then the waters are destructive. Paragraph Yutes. V'ze b'chinas ma shezocho noyach achar kach al yidei akrabonoi shehisig lahakriv kanal zocho sheniten loy ois hakeshes lohogein tomi. Now we can understand why the Torah tells us that after the mabul, and after he brought those karbonos, Hashem gave him this sign of the rainbow, that will be a shmirah, that'll be a protection to Klal Yisrael, that whenever Chas V'Shalom Amida Sadin will be Nesoyrer, Hashem will not bring a flood, he'll show the rainbow to remind us, Zoycher HaBris, the brach we make, Zikoroin, Zoycher HaBris, to remind Hashem not to destroy the world. Bechinas, as the pasuk says there, Eskashti nosati beonon, my rainbow I placed in the clouds. Ki akeshes hu bechinas gavnin nehirin, the rainbow is the concept of these beautiful colors. Bechinas oir hazricha v'ahisnoitetzus hanimshach mehorshimu shalabitul, it represents those beautiful lights that a person receives from the reshimu of the beetle. When he comes back down from the beetle, from the remainder of that, he sees this array of beautiful lights. Shaydeze ikar hamtoka kanal. That's what brings about the hamtoka for the dinim when he comes back down. Veze bechinas, and this is why the pasuk says there, look at the words. Ure isiha lizkor bris olam. Hashem said, I'll see the rainbow, I'll look at the rainbow to remind me of this covenant. Zlizkor, zikoron dikdusha, daika, bechinas hazikoron kanal, bechinas Rosh Hashanah, yoim hazikoron, shu bechinas oyer harashimu. Now we said that light of the Rashimu is called zikoron, where a person had such a fabulous time when he went into that beetle, and now he leaves the beetle, he's not in the hotel anymore, in that 59-star hotel, where they're giving him all the luxuries and all the good things in the world, but even when he's home, he remembers, he has that sweet memory of what a fabulous time he had there, you know, when he was in that beetle. So the term zikoroin represents the reshimu from the beetle. V'zeh bechinas koilois hashoifor hakodosh. And this is the concept of the sounds of the shofar, shesimonom keshes kemuva, whereby the Rosh Tevis that's used to remember the different sounds of the shofar is kuf shin tof, keshes, the rainbow, as is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh, because tkia and trua both begin with the letter tof, so we can't use letter tof, we could confuse it. So for tkia, we use the second letter of the word tkia, the kuf, and the shin is shvorim, and the tuf, the final tuf, is the tuf of trua. So the word keshes, rainbow, is tied in beautifully with the sounds of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Hainu b'chinas ois hakeshes, shu b'chinas oyer hazricha shel reshimu. We said before that the rainbow represents the light of the reshimu from the beetle, and shezeh b'chinas shofar, and that's what the shofar is. The sound of the shofar represents the Torah that we're drawing from the reshimu of the beetle, remember? This is the concept where when the Baal Toikeia blows the shofar, his face turns red. The Arizal says that this represents the fact that there are major, major lights passing through the Baal Toikeia when he blows shofar. Hainu, mebchinas oyer hazricho shel harashimu. This is from the light of that glow of the Rashimu. Shemisham kol ha'oirois v'hatzachzachos v'hasfiros. That's the source of all heavenly lights. And tzachzachos is a term that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah to refer to a light that's above the spheros, you know, very high levels of light, and the spheros, which are Chochma Bina Das, Chesed Gvurah, you know, which are also lights of Hashem in certain vessels. Sheze bechinas koil ha-shofar ha-kodosh. That's the concept of the sound of the shofar, which represents when we're coming back down from the Beitel, we're waking up from the Beitel. The shofar is the wake-up call, which wakes us out of the Beitel when we bring back the Torah with us, just that like they did at Matan Torah. Bechinas gavnin nehirin dekeshes, the beautiful colors, the lit-up colors of the rainbow of the canal. Paragraph Chof, v'ze bechinas vayhi l'shivas hayomim u'mei hamabul hoyo. The pasuk says, after 7 days, then the flood began. V'dorshu Razal, the Gemara says, she'tolo lehem shivas yimeevloi shel mesushela hatzadik. Hashem waited until the shiva was over for the great tzaddik mesushelach. Kimavur b'hatoran al betchilosoi, because Rabbeinu Zal, in chapter 65 in Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on, Rabbeinu Zal explains there in the beginning of the Torah, Be'inyan bal hasoda she'oisek b'tikun hasoda. He speaks about the great tzaddik, who he calls the master of the field, who's involved in tending to the field. Shehu tikunei haneshamos, which is the concept of being mesakein all the Jewish neshamos. Shezeh habal hasoda tzorech liyos godol b'mayla moed moed. Rabbeinu Zal says there that the bal hasoda has to be on a very high level. V'tzorich lizboil kamot tzorois v'yisurin chas v'shalom rachmanu litzlan. And the balasoda has to endure all kinds of suffering. V'yesh lefomim shu tzorich listalik b'shil zeh. And he has to endure all types of suffering to be mamtik v'din. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that at times even the suffering isn't enough. That tzaddik has to mamish pass away in order to achieve the tikkun haneshamos that he wants to achieve. Ki lefomim hadin goyver kol kach at she'ein moye lahamtik hadin al yidei shum bitul. At times the din is so powerful to the point where bitul doesn't help, ki im al yidei histalkus hatzadik lagamri chas hashom, but rather the tzadik has to mamish pass away. Vo'oz tzrichin hoylam l'soira moed b'tshuva. And that has to inspire the world to great tshuva. And for the people to look at ourselves and say, where are we? What are we doing? Look what we've caused as a result of our sins that tzaddik had to pass away. This is what the Novi cries out. Hatzadik ovad. The tzaddik was lost. He passed away. Ve'ein ish som alev. And people don't realize. They're not thinking. Va'anshei chesed ne'esofim bein mevin. And people of kindness, good, righteous people, are being taken away, and nobody understands. Mipnei ma, ki mipnei horo nesef hatzadik. It's because of the evil that the tzaddik was gathered in. You know, tashem. Ki oz, kishachas v'shol nestalik hatzadik, tzrichin losim alev ma'oid. Because when the tzaddik passes away, everybody has to think it over very carefully, ulahoven, and to understand. Ki mipnei horo nesef hatzadik. The tzaddik is leaving because of our evil, because of our shortcomings. She'ikar istalkusay mipnei horo, mipnei toik vadin shoye boilam. Main istalkus of the tzaddik is because of the ro, the severe midas hadin that's in the world. At shelohyo yochel avat ladin b'shum bitl barotzi v'shoyev kanal. To the point where the tzaddik could not nullify the din by doing a standard bitul, which is Rotzi v'shoiv, going up and coming back down. Rak huchruch levat latzmei b'bitul kozeh at sheyistalek legamri. But rather, the tzaddik has to do such a bitul to the point where he leaves permanently. One-way ticket, no return. V'oz hakoil toloi b'hador shenisharu achrov. And then, when the tzaddik leaves, everything is up to the generation that remains behind. Shetzrichin losum alev ma'oid histalkus atzadik. We have to think very seriously and take to heart the fact that the tzaddik left. Ula hisoyra b'tshuva shleim al yidei zeh. And to wake up and to be inspired to serious tshuva through that. And if we do that, then we're zoiche to draw from the light of the Rishimu that comes from the tzaddik's bitul, which remains from the tzaddik. Ki kol tzaddik v'tzaddik ish nistalek, bevadai mashir bo'ilam eze Rishimu toiv alidei toirosim aysim toivim. Because each and every single tzaddik, when he rockets out of this world, when he exits from this world, in that super, super bitul, he definitely leaves behind some Rishimu from that beetle in his Torah, in his Maisim Toivim, V'oz Ikara HaHamtoko Alidei Ador Yosem Shnishar Achrov. And then the main Hamtoko is done, is affected by the generation, the orphan generation that remains behind. Kishem Esoyerim B'Tshuva, when they're inspired to do Tshuva, Azai Mamshichim Oyer Godoyel Mi Rishimu Shaloi, then they draw their Zoych to draw tremendous light from the, what the tzaddik left behind. And that enables them to be mamtik all din and be vatl all the din. Because the tzaddik passed away, he went up, and now he's in the ultimate bitul, he's in Gan Eden. Al kein nimshach mishom bechol pam or godol v'niflo l'horashimu shaloish nishar b'zeilam. Therefore, there is constantly flowing tremendous light to the Rishimu of his that was left behind in the world, his Talmidim, his Mitzvahs and Maisim Toivim. Aval tzrichim al kol ponim eze isarusa de lesato ide maisa adora toivim laham shechayde ze oy Rishim HaKadosh Shaloi. However, the people have to show some initiative down below here by doing good deeds to be able to draw this oy Rishim of his Kedusha. Ki ide maseim atoivim afal pishem b'chinas katnis, because through their good deeds, even though it's on a very low level, and we're not on a level to receive mamish hasoga satoira, that the tzaddik should teach us Torah from the next world, that kind of thing, to be mamshich mamish hasoga satoira, to be mamtik dedin, afal piken, bekoyach hatzaddik shenistalik, yicholin al yidei maaseim hatoivim, lahamshich oyer godel v'niflo mirashimu shaloi, hamira ato boyer godel v'noira. In the koyach of the tzaddik who passed away, we have the ability through our good deeds down below to draw wondrous great light from the Rishimu that's left behind, which is shining now. The residue of that glow, lahavdil, when a rocket takes off, there's that bright, bright, blasting light, you know, that follows it up. And that light remains behind. Some of that Rishimu remains behind. That's what sustains us down below here. Machmashat tzaddik hu betachlas habitul b'shleimus, because the tzaddik at that time is in super, super bitul b'shleimus. Rav Nosal says here that we have to show some initiative. What's the initiative? One initiative is traveling to the tzaddik, going to the kever of the tzaddik. That's an example of an initiative, an isarusa del sata, to show that we want to come close to Hashem, we want to do tshuva, we want to daven. Another initiative is any mitzvah, you know, any mitzvah ma'aseh tov that we do down below here, leila nishmas the tzaddik, or we have in mind, we're doing this because of the inspiration we got from him. But then, during the generation of the Mabul, they were not zoche to wake up. Al kein govar hadin at shebo amabul shenase mimeme hadas b'chinas mabul. And therefore, unfortunately, the midas hadin was so strong till it resulted in a Mabul, a flood, which came from the meme hadas that Hashem was being mashpia then. This meha mabul, that resulted in the Mabul.